Praise the Lord. Always remember that we have a pattern in the Old Testament. 2 million people answered the call to come out of Egypt. In that generation that came out of Egypt, how many entered the promised land? 2. That's why William Branham called it 1 in a million. He said salvation is 1 in a million. You gather 1 million people following Christ, only 1 will make it. Only 1 may make it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And you say, is it possible? Gospel according to nature. When a man to pregnant a woman, how many sperm cell? What is the minimum sperm count you must have? 50 million. 50 million. If you have 30 million, they say you have low sperm count. You cannot pregnant any woman. Hey! 50 million! Now the question is, because this is a mystery, church, listen. And God designed it like that. And people don't know that it is a gospel he is preaching. Why? To get one child, the man must release 50 million sperm cells into the womb of the woman. Now take note, they don't enter the womb yet. He only releases them to the track, so that they will move by themselves into the door. I'm telling you salvation. I'm not teaching you the law of reproduction. I am teaching you salvation. The door is very tiny. God created the door very tiny. The door is small for conception, small. Now when it is time for the release, that the thing will open. But to receive it to the kingdom, the door is small. Now the race to that door is open. I mean, it's declared. He releases 50 million of them. Very active, all of them active. Then, the rest starts. They're swimming. Whoever first enters, the door is closed. Ah, Jesus. Let somebody understand what you are joking with. In this race to heaven. When he said, strive to enter, you now understand. He said, struggle to enter. Can we open it? Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. He said, enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. The way that is so many people. The way that people will enter with Bible in their hand is very wide, because those doors, no law. Nothing, very wide. It doesn't matter. Everybody come in. Are you homosexuals? God loves you. Come in. Are you lesbians? God loves you. Are you cocaine pushers? Oh, bring the money. God loves you. And then everybody is trooping there. And the Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man. But the end thereof is what? His destruction. His destruction. Okay, let's read on. Hallelujah. Verse 14. He says, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. You see, many are called, few are chosen. Many are called, few are chosen. 50 million. Let all these big churches therefore know that out of those your hundreds of thousands and million followers, you may not have five that will enter. And let me also tell you something. Do you know that there are some women, amen, there are some women that have their wombs closed. When a man puts in seed, no matter how active they are, when they go, none will enter. All of them will be flushed out. Be flushed out. Okay? Some, the men, hallelujah, they say they have watery sperm. They said, I don't know what that has to do with life. It has watery sperm. Now the door is not open. So they release you there. Bam! You become a Christian in that church. But to enter, the door is closed. Why? Because it is not the gate to heaven. There are some churches that are not gateway to heaven. There are some churches that can never lead you to heaven. With the watered down messages they preach to people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He who thinks therefore he stands, take it lest you fall. Make your calling and election sure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So how do you do that? Let me explain that. How am I now to ensure? Number one, we have spoken it. That divine nature. Are you growing into it? Starting from virtue. Add to your faith virtue. From virtue and end up in charity. That is the stature of perfection. But even more importantly, there is something else you are supposed to watch. Now watch Romans chapter 8. Verse 28 up to verse 30. Just catch this there now. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are they called according to his purpose. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That is the call. He said, when you are called, he said, all things work together for good. I've tried to explain that before. Now, for them, who are they called according to his purpose? Now, let's see who are those that are called. The next verse. For whom he did foreknow, foreknowledge, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. What is the destiny of a Christian? To be a billionaire? What is our destiny? To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That he might be the firstborn among many other brethren. That is why everyone, every Christian here, our song is to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like him. All through life journey from earth to glory. prayer. That's our prayer.
To be like.
Let the
beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All His wonderful passion and purity.
Oh, the Spirit divine.
Verse 29, Romans chapter 8. Amen. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30 now. There's a key for us here to use and tick one by one. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. So your call is because of a foreknowledge of something concerning you. I've explained that before. Now, if He call you, whom He call, if He's the one that call you, because some people then they call themselves. And some people now, their church call them. I have no time to show you all this group in the Bible. And some now Satan call you. There are ministers of Satan. But if it is God that has called you, them whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Now, if He's the one that calls you, He will justify you. What is justification? The estate that God will pass you through, where you will stand before God as if you have never sinned before. And we are justified through the blood of Jesus. And that is through correct water baptism. And unless God is the one by Himself that call you, you will never know correct water baptism. If He's the one that call you, then by Himself He will justify you. Then, after He has justified you, He will then glorify you. Do you know the finished work of salvation is that process whereby you are now glorified by the indwelling Spirit of God, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God Himself now coming to live inside of a mortal man. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is God coming in a measure to live inside of you, to do a work. That work is that mystery to transform you from a sinner to a saint. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When therefore He said, make your calling and election sure, give all diligence to make your calling and election sure, it means you should stand and begin to ask. Number one, am I called? Did God call me for what purpose? And when I say call, I'm not talking about calling to the ministry. That's why I say, for what purpose did He call me? Am I a vessel unto honor or dishonor? Because it is the same man that went to the market and bought those two containers, kept one in the toilet and kept one in the kitchen. A vessel of honor and another one of dishonor. By the same man. So which one am I? Did he call me for salvation? Or the anointing he gave me is just for him to use me as a borrowed vessel? God is using you mightily, but you are a borrowed vessel. How do I know I am a borrowed vessel? A borrowed vessel. God does not care with your nature. He only wants to use you to fulfill a purpose around. He needed somebody to use, and you are available, he uses you. But he doesn't touch your nature. So you can be drinking, you can be smoking, you'll be fornicating, but the anointing will flow. Why? You are only a borrowed vessel. Not all that say, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom. You are a borrowed vessel. For the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and whom he loves, he chasteneth. So if you say you are a child of God, and you are committing any sin, and nothing is happening to you, God is not dealing with you, taking your peace away, causing something to happen around you that will cause you some pain, that will make you come back to him and shout again, I've wandered far away from God. Lord, I'm coming home. Every backsliding Christian, that's your song. If nothing is happening to you, you are standing at the altar, and then you are duping people with all say the Lord, and nothing is happening to you, you are prospering in it, that is sure evidence you have no part in his kingdom. You are only a borrowed vessel. If he loves you, he will deal with you. If he loves you, you can't have peace. You never married a man. You are sleeping with him, and nothing is happening to you. Something is happening if you are a true child of God. Why is the marriage delayed? Why suddenly the money when they plan for the marriage cease? When they chop? Every night when they chop? And you are a child of God. And you have the Holy Ghost. He may even scatter that relationship. Suddenly, the man's parents don't go like you again. And you're wondering what happened. You are not sincere. You know what happened. Marriage is honorable in all. And the bed undefiled. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says so. And the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers, he said, God will judge you. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You thief your master money. Thief your master money where you deserve. You thief and thief and thief and thief and thief and thief and thief. And, thief and, oh, and you go to church. You speak in tongues. You be Christian. If you're a true seed of God, the time where you go graduate. See the trouble you will have. All the places where you keep that money, you go look for the money, you don't see them again. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to tell you now how to know whether you are a child of God or not. Whether God calls you or not. Anytime you do any nonsense, you pay for it. It's evidence you are his child. You are his child. Because some children of God are very stubborn. Very, very stubborn. You will pray, pray, God no go hear you. But the person that is not his child, go just pray, cha-cha-cha, God go give up. Cha-cha-cha, you go get, cha-cha-cha, you go get. Why? Because he's a very kind father. Anything you're looking for from him, he will give you, but he cannot give you eternal life. Eternal life is reserved for only his children. Anything else you want, he will give you. So don't be moved because somebody say, I pray here. I say, Lord, this year I pay my tithe. I pay this one. Look, you may be paying your tithe, and yet you are not a child of God. That is the mystery. Yes. Now, the second question you will ask yourself is, am I conforming to the image of Christ? Because I am called to conform. How do I know it? every situation, how you will judge it, use Christ. If Christ will confront this situation, how will he handle it? Hanging on the cross on Calvary. People were killing him, stoning him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. Your uncle, how will you respond? Praise the Lord. You look left, look right. Your wife, no, they're around. Look left, look right. You travel, go Meduguri, see one fine Fulani girl. And look her like this. No, whether na boko or na haram. Just a look, look like this. Hey, Samson, Philistines are upon you. Samson was a child of God. Yes. That's why God allowed that woman to deal with him. What are you doing with a prostitute, Samson? Did you hear the Bible say, be you not unequally yoked with unbelievers? What are you doing there? Praise the Lord. One day, one of the ministers, I think it's Prophet Sunday or so, brought a brother out and said that they want to, you see, they poison you. And the minister ran to me at the altar. He said, you see, Obila said, that brother, they drink beer. Now for beer, they put the poison inside. I said, see, God is so merciful, so that they warn them. How can a Christian filled with the Holy Ghost come into a church like this, go and carry alcohol and drink in a beer parlor with unbelievers? It's God that we allow them to put that poison. When your belly grow, one side go your grow, one side they call you. Now that time you will call the confess, Father, I know I'm a sinner. Now you know you'll be sinner when your belly don't blow up. Praise God. Somebody send me a text. I know I backslid. That is why. I don't know what happened. I went for test and they say I have tested positive. HIV positive. That is somebody's text to me a few days ago. And he was continuing. He said, I know it is the life I live that caused it. I know I'm a sinner. If God heal me, I promise I will serve him. I promise. I say, now you don't say you go serve him until you jam him, Abby. Why do you wait until HIV catch you? Until gonorrhea catch you? Until syphilis catch you? Until that moving object, they move with anywhere they go inside, they work out for your body. Why do you wait for that? It's God that allow it to teach you a lesson. Go anywhere until he allow it torment you. When you don't even give up, then he will come. No dorm again. Because that time you don't make vow. Come and see them. They shall be make vow. Papa, if you heal me, I will never go back again. I will never go back. Hey, I will never. Why do you wait to that estate? You see? The question is, am I properly justified? What type of baptism did I have? Did I even repent? Have I repented before entering that water? Have I baptized according to the Bible or according to my church? And do I have the Spirit of God in me? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Watch and pray. Those are the things for you to watch. Watch and pray. Watch the fruits that you bear. Works of the flesh or fruit of the spirit? Are you living a life that God can say, well done, my daughter, well done, my son? Praise the Lord. And Paul's final prayer is my final prayer for us too. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and up to verse 21. My final prayer too. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. To verse 21. For this cause, he said, for this cause, this knowledge of this mystery, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, by his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in love, you may be able to comprehend, understand with all faith, sense, what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. How? According to the power that worketh in us. According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Ask your neighbor.
Are you in that number?
Saved by grace. Are you in that number?
Are you in that number? Are you in that number? Saved by grace.
Oh,
I am in that number. I am in that number. I am in that number.
Can we stand up, church?
Saved by grace.
Oh,
I am in that number. I am in the number. I am in the number. Saved by grace.
So that ends the series of the evidence of salvation. Go and get it. 6 parts. 6 messages. 6 sermons. 6. The series in 6 parts. Go and listen to them carefully. That's the most important thing you need to know now. I know if I made an altar call now, some people will come out. Yes. Go back. Think again about your life and decide to be more serious, because the signs all around point to the soon coming of Jesus Christ. God cannot allow this world continue like this. We are the dignity of the human life is totally eroded. Human beings are now reduced like animals. See the way they kill themselves and no more, you know, disagree with you, carry gun, shoot you, finish. See what is happening in America. See what is happening in Europe. Somebody will just enter and start shooting. That's all. Shoot. That's all. And then some people are agitating that there should be no death sentence. Oh, it's not good to do death sentence. But it is good for somebody to just stand up and kill someone. You see? Then the whole world is infested with all manner of, you know, leaders now that you know, how do I describe them? Moral perverts will come and sanction homosexuality. You know, just imagine that. Praise the Lord. Heaven is real. Hell is real. I'm telling you, one of these days, somebody will know But by the time you will know, there may be no more time, no more grace. You see? All the battles that are going on, fighting. Me, I believe, now they have left Israel alone now. They are facing themselves, fighting. While they are doing that, Israel is strengthening herself more and more. That's why the songwriter says, nations are breaking, Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold. The Gentile is numbered with arrows and combat. Eternity soon will unfold. Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is near.
Men's hearts
are praying for fear.
Be filled
with the Spirit, your
love streams and clear.
Look up, your redemption is near.
Let's bow down our heads. Let me give you 5 minutes to talk to God for your life. Maybe I've said anything that suddenly woke you up from your slumber. Maybe I've said something that you can say from your heart. Waiting this man to talk now through. How they play with my life. I know I am a true seed of God. I know I'm a child of God. But I'm careless. And I know the things that I am suffering today, I know it's because I refuse to serve God the way I should serve Him. I know I've been defiling this temple that is supposed to be the temple of God. I know. Every sinner, you know when you are committing any sin. Lord, thank you. Give me another chance. That I'm still alive today is another chance you are giving me. And I'm rededicate yourself. Somebody, just make a serious decision today. Maybe you are just, you don't know what is happening. You are taking things for granted. You are being careless. And you should not be careless. See the mercy of God. You are not dead yet. You are still alive. But do you own tomorrow? What if tomorrow you are no more by a bank that you don't even know where it came from? You just discover you are no more. What will you give? What will you give? What will you give
in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul?
Brother, I am far
from the Savior today,
risking your soul for the thing that He gave.
Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, if today God should call it away.
Talk to God for your life. Whoever it is I was talking to. Mercy is calling you.
Won't you give me? But I say you are still tenderly lead. Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed.
Oh,
what will you in exchange for your soul?
Oh yes,
what will you give?
Oh,
glory in exchange for your soul. Oh, if today God should call it away.
For somebody who has backslidden,
but wandered far away from sin, Lord, I'm coming home. The path of sin too long I've trod. Oh Lord, I'm coming home. Oh, coming home.
Give somebody a chance. I don't feel led to do that. If there be anybody here today, you have decided to give your life to Christ. And somebody yama yama you are doing. Let that person declare that openly, put the devil to shame. Declare for Jesus by coming to the altar. Let that person come to the altar. I came to the altar like this one day. From that day till today, God did something for me. And my life changed. You want to give your life to Christ today? You know, it's not for me. I have no glory or honor in it. You are not coming to me. I don't have headquarters that I will report that I had 100 people today. No, I'm only giving you a chance. The chance that I got also. Lord, I want to serve you. God bless you, brother. God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
Tenderly, Jesus is calling.
This may be the only last chance he will call you like this. He's calling you now.
For you and for me.
I didn't want to make this altar call because of time. But this will be the only opportunity somebody has to break from one chain that has been chaining you. Stopping you from giving your life to Christ. Lord, I stood at this altar to speak. Therefore, Lord, meet with them also at this altar. Let that sinner come home. Come home. Come home. Come home. You don't belong to hell. You belong to heaven. Heaven is your home. Don't let adultery, fornication, drunkenness, money stop you from going home to your heavenly Father. That's where you belong.
Jesus is calling, calling all sinners, come home, come home,
my brother, come home. Oh yes,
you are willing, come home.
Talk to him while you kneel down. Tell him why you come out now. Tell him why you are kneeling down here. I came like this 1989. Till today, I have not been the same again. Lord, do the same thing to them. Lord, do the same thing to them.
Waiting for you and for me.
Oh, yes.
Sin is resistant, pleading.
Tell me why you are kneeling down at the altar.
Waiting for you and for me.
Tell him what you want him to do with you. Acknowledge who you are. I need you, Lord. I need you.
Come on.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, eternal Rock of Ages, the great I Am, the wonderful Father, the first among the equal, the primus inter pares, first among anything. Lord Almighty, we really thank you. We worship you. These people have come voluntarily. They have a contrite heart to come and present to you that they have been stricken by the Holy Spirit. Nobody stand up and come. Because we know that not all born again Christians will get to heaven strolling. Some will get there with bruises and blood all over their body. These people, they have come to you, O Lord. Father, in your mighty power, in your mercy, whatever may be in their life, O Lord, that will not make them rapturable. Father, we beg you, forgive them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, O Lord, we don't want to make unnecessary expenditure of war. You have seen them, you have received them. Lord Almighty, let their salvation be sure in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Don't let them go back to their vomit again.
Yes, Lord.
Cleanse them totally from today, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let all their dreams of every time be ordered by your governance, so as to do always that is righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen. God bless you. You'll never remain the same. Go back to your seat. Congratulations. Congratulations. The beginning of new things in your life from today.
The
beginning of new things in your life from today. This concludes the series of the message titled Evidence of Salvation. I hope now we have something to look onto to rate our standards for each one, and to see reason too to be more serious with our eternal destination. Please feel free to contact us through our email or the phone numbers, and we'll be glad to answer any question that you will require from us. You may wish to also come and fellowship with us. And I spoke so much about the ministry of William and Abraham. You can always know more if you can visit the website www.branham.org, and all that you need, all the information you will need, you will get it there. Until then, may you remain rapturable in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.